A couple of weeks ago, someone asked if we could talk about snow in Halacha, snow on Shabbos, and I thought, what's the point of talking about snow now? We're not going to see it for another 11 months. And then, of course, last week we had a major snow, and I'm told that we're going to have a little bit more snow this week, so I'm never totally confident that we're not going to have snow anymore, so we might as well take the opportunity to discuss the issues of snow on Shabbos. There is an essay written by Rav Zevin in his Sefer La'or ha'alacha. He has a chapter on snow, on the halachas of snow, not just about Shabbos, but about Tfilas Kalim and things of that nature, just relating to snow, and Netilas Yadayim, things relating to snow in general. Rav Zevin was always interested in writing on different kinds of topics that he thought people would find interesting, specifically because they weren't the type of classical topics. In fact, in the Sefer Ishim Beshitos, that they reprinted Rav Zevin's Sefer Ishim Beshitos, and they did a whole chapter on Rav Zevin himself. And they said one of the reasons why he wasn't widely recognized as one of the Gedolei Yisrael, even though he truly was that he wrote on all these weird, oddball topics that, you know, Gedolim don't typically write about. Like, he didn't write a perish on the Shev Shmaitzi, you know? He wrote about snow in Halacha. It's also because he was a Zionist, but that's a different story. They don't want to, you know. Okay, but anyway, the topic of snow on Shabbos is what we're going to limit ourselves to in the next 9 minutes or so. The Gemara in Maseches Erev and Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, going over to Mem Vav Amud Aleph, discusses whether rain is muktzah. So the Gemara says that rain is not considered to be nolad. It's not muktzah in the sense that normally something that didn't exist before Shabbos but now exists on Shabbos, comes into existence on Shabbos, like a beitza shenolad, is considered to be muktzah. Rain is not considered to be nolad, the Gemara says, and we paskin that way la'alacha, and if that's true about rain, so mistama, the same would be true for snow. That's the most logical thing to assume, that snow in general is not going to be considered muktzah. However, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Or Chaim Chelek Hei, Simen Chav Beis, where Rav Moshe says, he was asked, She'ela, Im Sheleg Aser Betiltel, are you allowed to move snow? And it was pointed out to him, Ubizdamnus Acheres Pasak Tavle Muktzah. On some other occasion, you paskin that it's Muktzah. Now, what goes on said is, isn't this against the Beferisha Gemara Meseches Erevin? So Rav Moshe's tshuva, these are very quick one-liners. That someone asked him a whole bunch of kashas, a whole bunch of shailas, and he just gave quick one-liners. Rav Moshe's tshuva, have a mukta, have a nolad, the geshem eino raya listar, de eino ki geshem. He says it's mukta, and it's not like rain. It's totally different. Why isn't it like rain? He doesn't say exactly why it's not like rain. So his grandchildren, when they published the Igros Moshe, the eighth volume of the Igros Moshe, they added in parentheses and in smaller font their ideas of just to try to explain what he meant, because sometimes he left out half sentences, sometimes he left out words, so sometimes it's obvious he meant to add this word in, that word in. He was much older, he was writing the Tshuva shorthand, whatever it might be, but in this case he left out the whole svara. So some have explained, even though I don't think this is what the grandchildren explained in the Igros Moshe, I didn't understand what they were explaining, but some have explained that maybe the difference is that rainwater, true, rain and snow are both not nolad, but it's a different kind of muktzah. It's a more fundamental muktzah. Namely, it has no use on Shabbos. Rain has a use on Shabbos because it's water. You can always use water. You take fresh water. You can wash your floor with it. You can wash your hands with it. You can do whatever. Rain has a use. What are you going to do with snow? Snow is useless. No one ever uses snow for anything. But if that's what he meant, that's also a little bit difficult. What do you mean you can't use snow for anything? You could eat snow. It's fresh, it's clean. What's wrong with why should snow be any more muktzah than rain? It's very difficult to understand. I think most poskim assume not like Rav Moshe. They assume that if rain isn't muktzah, neither is snow. So if snow's not muktzah, can you make a snowball? So that's not so clear. That is pretty clear that it's aser. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Nun Aleph and Beis talks about squeezing snow. It says that you're not allowed to squeeze snow on Shabbos. Rashi says that the issue is molid, it's changing the form of the snow. The Rambam and the Rashba says it's a gzeirah shelo yavo lischot peros lo zimei mehem, that just like when you squeeze snow, some water drips out. People are going to think that you could then also squeeze fruits and let the water drip out. So it's an issue of schita. It's interesting, the Marsham has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem about making seltzer on Shabbos. They have these seltzer machines where it starts off as water and you put it through the thing and it comes out as seltzer. Marsham tries to compare this to the squeezing of the snow and he thinks it's awesome. The Marsham in general is a huge makel. Almost every tshuva, everything's mutter. In this one issue, He paskins the chumra, and then he writes at the end of the tshuva that everyone told me that everyone else is mekel on this issue, that I'm the only machmir on this issue. I don't know why I'm the only machmir, he says. They tell me that I'm wrong in my analysis and that it's not at all like the case of squeezing snow. But be that as it may, squeezing snow seems to be a clear isser. And therefore, if you squeeze snow together to make a snowball, a snowman, something like that, it would seem to be asser. The isser also would seem to be one of bone, that the halach is, the Gemara talks about making cheese on Shabbos, that if you take the curds and put it together in some way to make cheese, that's an isser of boneh. Anything that's the opposite of boneh is usually soser. So there's a discussion in the Achronim why you're allowed to eat cheese on Shabbos. Isn't it soser? You're allowed to, but that's a discussion in the Achronim, right, why you're allowed to. So when you throw a snowball, if putting it together is boneh, throwing it and having it splat, probably, is soser. So that would be a problem. One cannot have a snowball fight on Shabbos, make snowballs on Shabbos, do anything like that. What about shoveling snow? So there was once a big snowstorm in Yerushalayim on a Friday night, and people were afraid that they had flat roofs and the weight of the snow, they were afraid that their houses wouldn't be able to handle the weight of the snow, and they wanted to shovel off the snow from their roofs on Shabbos morning when they woke up. So Rav Tzipes of Frank was asked, Rav Tzipes of Frank was Rav Yerushalayim at the time, and he was asked whether the people are allowed to shovel the snow off their roofs on Shabbos. The tshuvas in Shabbos Tshuvas Har Tzvi, in the section called Tel Harim, which is Tel Lamites Harim, on Melechus Soser Simen Aleph. And they asked Rav Tzipes of Frank, can they shovel the snow off their roofs on Shabbos? So Rav Tzipes of Frank wrote this tshuva, and he points out that you have to be mechalik between different types of snow. He says snow is not mukta, so anything that you're going to use to move the snow shouldn't be mukta either. But if you have snow that's turned icy and is like close to the ground and becomes like it's on the ground already, and it would be involved like breaking ice, this Magen Avraham says that it's going to be soser to break ice, and it's considered mechuber lekarka, and it's going to be a violation of the malach of soser. So Rav Pesach Frank suggests that when you have light, fluffy snow, so that there's no problem, you could shovel right off. When you get to sometimes when it freezes toward the bottom, and you get to the point where it's really solid ice, or it's much heavier, so that could be a problem with soser, so that could really get into serious shailas. But typically, when you just have a light, fluffy kind of snow, he doesn't think that there would be any problem of shoveling it on Shabbos. Because again, it's not mukta, so what would be the problem? Rav David Weinberger Shlita told me that when he was in Eretz Yisrael a few years ago, he asked his wife's grandfather, Rav Scheinberg, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, whether you're allowed to shovel snow on Shabbos. And Rabbi Scheinberg said, what would the issur be? So he said, I don't know, I was just, that's what I thought, it was a chiddush to say that it's mutter. So Rabbi Scheinberg said, I can't think of any issur. If you could think of an issur, let me know. I don't know of any issur. Of course you could shovel snow on Shabbos, what would be the problem? So he was so intrigued by that, when he spoke to Rabbi Eliashiv later that week, he asked Rabbi Eliashiv, can you shovel snow on Shabbos? Rabbi Eliashiv said, don't do it. He said, what's the issur? He said, don't do it. He said, what's the issur? Rav Eliashiv said, just don't do it. And he said, tirchi yaseira? He says, okay, tirchi yaseira. So whatever it is, he says, it's not something you should be doing on Shabbos. Whatever the issur is, tirchi yaseira, uvda d'chol, something like that. Uvda d'chol is a very slippery concept. Exactly what it means, no one's 100% sure of exactly what uvda d'chol means and exactly how to be magdir uvda d'chol. But me'ikar adin, Rav Scheinberg certainly held it was mutter. And the Rav Eliashiv said, Tirchi Yisera. Now, what's the difference if Rav Eliashiv said, don't do it? So what's the difference whether it's Tirchi Yisera or it's some sort of malacha or whatever? If it's Tirchi Yisera, well, certainly b'makom hezek. You have a sidewalk where people are going to hurt themselves or something like that. Or b'makom hefsid or something like that. So certainly you could be makel. The problem becomes that there's almost never a case where it's going to be a hezek not to shovel the snow. Because where's there normally a hezek? Not when there's nice, fluffy snow. Hezek comes when there's ice. And the ice, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank pointed out, might be soser. That could be dealing with real malachos that you have a problem with. So chopping, you're better off leaving the snow high, where worse comes worse, someone falls, and where do they fall? Into the soft, fluffy snow, and they'll be okay, rather than shoveling it down to the point where you have a good inch of ice where people could really hurt themselves. So it's very impractical in terms of when you would ever actually need to do it or feel that it's necessary to do. I think the poskim are makel though, we're throwing salt down because of the hezek issue. You're not chopping the ice, you're not being sosa the ice. If anything, you're causing it to be molded. It's you're causing it to change form by throwing the salt down in some indirect way. You're not even actually doing it directly, it just changes the temperature and then slowly it melts. So their makel certainly be makom hefsid or makom hezek, where someone could slip and hurt themselves, especially on your sidewalk where people are going to be walking by and you're not in control of whether people use that area or not. People are going to be walking by, they could really hurt themselves. So I think the poskim are makel to use salt in that case. So that's shoveling snow and shovels.